You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Supreme Court on Friday ordered releasing Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal on interim bail until 1st June in the Delhi excise policy case due to the ongoing general elections, rejecting the Enforcement Directorate, ED's arguments against any special treatment to political leaders for poll campaigning. "We are passing an order giving him interim bail till 1st June. A bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta said, indicating a detailed order will be issued later in the day. Solicitor General Tushar Mehta and Additional Solicitor General S.V. Raju, appearing for ED in the case, objected to the temporary bail, saying there should be equitable treatment for all. But the bench brushed aside the opposition. The law officers urged the bench to impose conditions on Kejriwal that he would not speak about the excise policy case when out on bail. At this point, senior counsel Abhishek Manu Singhvi, who represents Kejriwal, requested the bench to extend the interim bail period until 4th June when the Lok Sabha elections results are out. The bench denied the plea. In a strong-worded letter to Congress President Mallikarjun Khadge, the Election Commission of India, ECI, on Friday expressed deep concern over his recent statement questioning the integrity of the electoral process. The letter admonished Khadge for his attack on the credibility of the electoral processes, which the poll body deemed as potentially detrimental to voter participation. "Commission fully respects the right to free speech and considers it to be the privilege of political parties and their leaders to correspond and communicate with each other. However, the Commission has a responsibility to act against developments which have a direct impact on delivery of its core mandate of conduct of elections in its entirety till delivery of results," the ECI said. On Tuesday, Mallikarjun Khadge wrote to the leaders of various parties of the opposition India bloc, questioning the alleged discrepancies in the voting data released by the Election Commission. Khadge urged the India bloc leaders to raise their voice against such alleged discrepancies, for "our only objective is to protect the culture of a vibrant democracy and the constitution." Ahmedabad police on Friday said that they have detected a Pakistan link days after several schools in Gujarat's largest city received bomb threat emails. Initially, it was discovered that the emails originated from a Russian domain, specifically from an email address tohidil@mail.ru. However, further probe revealed a connection to a military cantonment in Pakistan. The emails were traced back to an individual, Tohik Liaquat, who was operating under the name Hamad Javed, according to Sharad Singhal, Joint Commissioner of Police, JCP, Ahmedabad Crime Branch. Investigation conducted by another agency also found that the said individual was involved in spurious activities, JCP Singhal further stated. On 6th May, a day before voting for the Lok Sabha polls in Gujarat, at least 14 schools in Ahmedabad got threatening emails. However, after conducting thorough searches, the police did not find any suspect or explosives at any of the schools. A comment from Maharashtra Congress Chief Nana Patole regarding the Ram Temple has come to light, triggering a fresh row, as the Congress leader said after the India bloc comes to power, "A purification of the Ram Mandir will be held by four Shankaracharyas. PM Modi acted against protocol in the construction of the temple and the India government will rectify those," Nana Patole said. The Congress did not attend the consecration ceremony of the Ram Temple held on 22nd January, saying that the construction of the temple was not complete. The Congress leader said Ram Darbar will be established in the temple. "It is not Lord Ram's idol there, but the child form of Ram Lalla. Narendra Modi has acted against protocol in Ram Temple construction. We will do it through rectifications and religion," Nana Patole said. A 51-inch tall Ram Lalla idol, showing Ram as a 5-year-old, sculpted by Masur's Arun Yogiraj, was established in the temple ahead of 22nd January ceremony. This is not what I am saying. The 4 Shankaracharyas said this, that proper rituals were not followed. What we are saying is that we will do it according to what the Shankaracharyas said. In our Sanatan Dharma, we shave our head when someone in the family dies, but Narendra Modi didn't do it, the Congress leader said. The American Spice Trade Association, ASTA, has asserted that ethylene oxide, ETO, is permitted for use on spices in the United States and plays a critical role in ensuring compliance with food safety standards. Hong Kong and Singapore imposed a ban last month on the sale of 4 spices mix products of Indian brands MDH and Everest for allegedly containing pesticide, ethylene oxide, beyond permissible limits, sparking concerns regarding food safety regulations. Offering clarity on the matter, the U.S. Spice Industry Body, in a letter to the Spices Board of India, stressed that ethylene oxide is an approved antimicrobial fumigant in the United States, with established tolerances for ETO and its byproduct ethylene chlorohydrin 2-chloroethanol, ECH, set at 7 ppm and 940 ppm, respectively, for herbs and spices, excluding basil. Ethylene oxide is currently permitted for use on spices in the US, and prohibiting this critical treatment method has the potential to result in serious unintended implications regarding compliance of Indian spices with US food safety regulations, it said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast, or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.